Thank God for the opportunity to be here again. Amen. Okay. And well, we thought we had been here earlier so that we could have started. The last time we were here, we didn't have enough time. So it was our plan to come so that we can spend enough time. So what we planned to do was to have a time of studying the Word of God. I hope we have our Bibles. Okay, and tomorrow I hope we can have a small black something to write.
Your board is still there.
Is it there? Okay. So we'll have something to write and to draw tomorrow.
So the Bible, yeah, with
uh-huh. So we'll have tomorrow and we'll have Sunday. So we'll have enough time to go into the Word. So today, I just want to. We have almost like 20 minutes or so, because I'm told that by 8 we have to close. So what I want to do is just to give us a brief introduction. And that introduction is about Christ. So sometimes we are confused what we are, what God wants to do with us, God's plan for us. So I will just introduce that today, and then tomorrow we will expand it. So I want to start from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And it summarizes for us what God's plan for you and God's plan for every man. Verse 19. It says that God was in Christ. God was in Christ. Five 19. That God was in Christ. So the question is, who is Christ? So anybody that you can identify as Christ, God was in him. Amen.
Amen.
So we know Christ is the Son of God. And if we go to Ephesians chapter 1, remember, I told you that we'll be studying the Word of God. So we'll be looking at different scriptures. So Ephesians chapter 1 tells us who Christ is. And whoever this Christ is, say God was in Christ. If you look at verse 20, it says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So he says, this Christ died. So here he's telling us that Christ died. Verse 20. So he says, Christ died. So this Christ was a man. So Christ could die. But you see, it doesn't stop there. He said that God raised him from the dead. Ephesians 1 20. He says that God raised him from the dead. So death could not overcome him. So whenever you think of Christ, you think of human beings. Christ is not somebody that fell down from the sky. Christ is speaking about a group of men and women. Okay. And what he's telling us here is about Jesus. Look at verse 21. It says that God raised him and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So he's telling you that this man is not just a man that is able to function and do things, or you know, he just he's active on the in the natural realm of life, but he's also active and strong in the heavenly places. So the God that God has a plan for man. The man God is creating is a man that will be active in the natural world and also active in the heavenly world. So today we see that many believers are only concerned about the natural physical world, but they are not strong when it has to do with the spiritual realms. Because just like in the natural world, you have a lot of activities, a lot of personalities. Also in heaven, there are also personalities. So in this village, it's not just the human beings you are seeing, there are also spiritual forces, there are spiritual realities. There are powers in the spirit, and there are powers also naturally. And he's saying that Jesus Christ, God raised him far above every principality in the heavens. and power and mind and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. So the power of Christ is greater than every power in the spirit.
Amen.
And every power naturally. So that is our confidence. And that should be our confidence. So if you say you are a Christian, that is, a Christian means somebody who is like Christ. You have an inheritance in God. And that inheritance is that Christ is all powerful in the natural world and in the spiritual world. So there is no power that is greater than Christ. And in verse 23, okay, verse 22 says, he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. 22 and 23. Have you seen it? Are you reading?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I've read it. Okay. So, what I was trying to bring out is that Christ is speaking about a special group of people. And he's telling us here that the head of Christ is Jesus Christ. And Jesus was a man like you and me. Do you understand? That's one major thing I want you to, I want us to get this night as we go home. That Jesus was a man like what? You and me. He was a carpenter. He had brothers, he had mother, he had a father. He was a carpenter, he had sisters, he had a village, just like you. And in Romans chapter 11, I think it's verse 13, it says, if the spirit that was in Jesus Christ, if the same spirit that was in Jesus Christ is in us, that the same spirit will raise us up, will quicken us, and will give us strength to overcome. Okay, I think it's verse 11, Romans 8, 11, 13. Yes, sorry, Romans 8, 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Are you going to read? Does he need to read? Or I should just read and go on?
For those who are...
Well, we have a Bible.
Okay, I can go. Uh-huh. So...
You don't understand this.
Uh-huh. Would they...
I read with the people...
Okay, so does he need to read or...
For more understanding.
Read that verse 8:11.
The key scriptures.
Is
that what I'm saying?
Laying the foundation. Ma ọ bụrụ na mmụọ nke onye ahụ nke mere ka Jesus si na ndị nwụrụ anwụ na-ebi n'ime unu, onye ahụ nke mere ka Christ Jesus si na ndị nwụrụ anwụ bilie, esitekwa n'aka mmụọ ya nke na-ebi n'ime unu mee ka arụ unu nke pụrụ ịnwụ anwụ dị.
Amen. So he's telling you that there was a spirit in Jesus. And we read it in Corinthians. It says that God was in Christ Jesus. Okay, let me ask you a question. What does Emmanuel mean? Who knows? Who can tell? What does Emmanuel mean?
Christ with us.
Christ with us. Okay. It also means Christ in you. Christ in you is the same as Christ with. So it's not just to stay around you. Eh? He wants to live in you. Because the Bible says in Corinthians that we are the temple of God. Is it not true? So the Bible says that we are the temple of God. So we can see that it's the same message that it is talking about. So he says that Mary will have a son, and you will call his name Jesus and Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God, God with us, and also it also means God in us, God in man, actually. Do you understand? So God wants to live in man. You know, and it has a lot of practical implication. So God wants to live in you. So God wants you to be Emmanuel. He wants me to be Emmanuel. So whatever condition you are going through, it is not a big thing for somebody to tell you that God wants to be in that condition with you. So if somebody is sick, what will Emmanuel mean to him? What will Emmanuel mean to somebody who is sick? It means that God is going to be healing to that person.
Hallelujah.
If the person is bound by anger or bitterness or worry or poverty, whatever it is, what will it mean to the person? It will mean God in that situation. And if God comes into that situation, it will be healing and deliverance.
Amen.
So, when God comes into a situation, He is coming to bring deliverance. That's what it means by Emmanuel. That's what Christ means. Christ means God in my house, God in my mind, God in my thoughts, in my desires, the things I'm doing. So another way to say is that everything I'm doing must be affected by God. So I cannot do things the way other people are doing. It's not because I'm struggling, but because Christ is in me. The Spirit of Christ is in me. And as we will see, when the Spirit of Christ comes, it takes over. So it's not you struggling, but it is Christ in you manifesting. Amen. So if Christ, if you say you have Christ and there is no change, it may not be very true. So something is wrong, something is not happening. Because when Christ comes, the Bible says He will raise the dead. The dead conditions will receive life. Amen. So if you are always quarreling, when Christ comes, there will be peace. Why? Because the Spirit of Christ will bring peace. Will bring peace to you, and those that come in contact with you, that peace that is coming, that Christ will affect them. Amen. So, because Christ is in us, that Christ is light, and it shines in darkness. And the Bible says that the darkness cannot overcome. Okay, so we will read that John chapter 1 and then we will close. John chapter 1 verse 1.
Na mbụ ka okwu ahụ dịrị, okwu ahụ na Chineke dịkwa, okwu ahụ bụrụkwa Chineke.
Okay, go on, yes.
Onye ahụ na Chineke dịrị, e kere ihe niile site n'aka ya.
Okay, now read verse, okay, read 4 and 5, then read verse 14. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Verse 5. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Read. Okay. Now read verse 14.
Okwu ahụ wee ghọọ anụ arụ bụ mmadụ, o wee biri n'etiti anyị. Anyị kirikwara otito ya, bụ otito dịka otu nwa nwoke a mụrụ naanị ya, na-anata n'aka nna ya. O jupụtara na amara na eziokwu.
So, even if we want to deny that it is not true, it is true. God wants to dwell in man. God wants you to be his house. And God wants to express himself through you as a light. Amen. I said that word was made flesh. A lot of people are trying to excuse ourselves from changing, because we know that when we receive the truth, we will change. Anybody that receives this word, it looks simple, but if you receive it, your life can never be the same.
Amen.
Because when you realize that God wants to dwell in you, it's not clapping and singing, carrying your Bible. Those are not. What God called you is that he wants you to be his vessel, and he will dwell in you.
Amen.
And he will affect you, change you, and change others also. Amen.
Amen.
So it says the word that was in the beginning, that was with God. Eh? He said that word has life and has light, and he became like a human being. That's what he's saying. So that means that my life can have the light of God and the life of God. I can manifest and show it. So today, we are faced with a crisis. Today there is trouble in the world, because darkness, not physical darkness, spiritual darkness is increasing so much. But because the people of God are not ready, we are all afraid. But when Jesus was alive, because the word of he, because he was the word made flesh, because the life and the light and the power of God was in him, that life of God overcame the physical powers of the world. So he could walk on the water. That speaks of the storms of life.
Oh, yes.
Jesus walked on the storms of life. You know, he could command the sea, he command the winds. He has, because of that life of God that was in him. But the good news this night is that the same power that is in Jesus, that was in Jesus, is also in you. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, cure it. That's the end of the story. So if it is not working in my life, it is not God's fault. Because he said the same Spirit that was in Jesus, if the same Spirit is in us, that same Spirit will raise us up from the dead. That means that that resurrection life and power will overcome the natural life and power. So Jesus has called me and you to reign in life.
Amen.
To have dominion.
Amen.
Over emotions. Amen. When you want to be angry, Amen. You can have dominion over their emotions.
Amen.
When you feel lost, you know, there is something in you. You want this, you want this. The Bible says there is a power in you and me to break it down.
Amen.
You know, so there is power in the church to have dominion over the natural powers. And even if those powers are spiritual, there is enough power in us to overcome those spiritual powers.
Amen.
Because those powers are darkness. The Bible says the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot withstand it. Amen. So we are going to close with that, just that little word that God is giving us this night. It's a bread of life.
Amen.
And it's a bread of strength that we can receive, that will strengthen us to overcome. Every believer should be an overcomer.
Amen.
He's not saying he will take away the problems.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying many are the problems. Somebody has given, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God will deliver you from all of them. So, what it means that when you see affliction, know that you have overcome it. Is it also? That is, as you say, you affliction have overcome it. You know, I know that sometimes we are afraid and, you know, we don't have faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God. So this weekend, faith will come to us.
Amen.
God will give us faith to overcome.
Amen.
Those things that we didn't overcome, we are going to ask God to forgive us, and we are going to receive strength to overcome it.
Amen.
We're not saying, God, change my situation. Take me out. You know, but I say, in the same situation, give me deliverance.
Amen.
I will overcome it.
Amen.
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 So that is the word that is coming to us this night. It's a word of hope, a word of jubilee, a word of deliverance, a word of resurrection, a lifting up, you know, deliverance, everything. You know, because speaking of Christ, he says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So that means God is in me. reconciling the world around me, my family, my you know, my work, my relations, my community. Amen.
Amen.
So the light should be going from you to touch the world.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Are we ready this weekend?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Huh?
Yes.